Do you think it's too much if they keep looking in the area of your tits or your groin?
So when they're talking to me, they're looking at my...
It's just like...
Oh, that's so weird.
Oh, I'm having a panic
attack. I felt awkward doing that. I'm sorry.
Wait, I need to get over this. I'm being traumatized right now.
Welcome to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS. I'm Sylvia and I cannot wait to try my new bubble tea. It launches today, huh?
Oh, is it?
Uh-huh.
My name is Nina and newsflash,
yes.
Sylvia's helper got a boyfriend.
That's right.
And guess what he's giving her?
Okay, y'all make a guess, okay? Is he giving my helper a handbag or a cow? Make your guess. I am so intrigued by how this whole program. But okay. Anyway, here's our sound of the day, Nina, please.
All right.
I go first. That's so unnecessary.
Wow.
Okay, so this is the new Koi, green guava green tea. My pronunciation is so bad.
Guava green tea.
I think it's quite nice. Okay. And they also sent us some like collectibles, Nini.
Yeah, so apparently we have a loyalty card from Koi Lab. Mm-hmm. Because we are so loyal bubble tea drinkers.
Yes.
Every time Seletar Mall, we drink Koi Lab.
Yes.
Yeah. So this one is a little cute bear with the guava fronds.
Yes.
And also iron ons.
Oh my god. Oh, and Nina has already put on her sustainable, I don't know, like, what's this called?
Bag. It's called a bubble tea cup hugger. Okay.
All right.
Okay, great.
Yes, so for brands, if you're keen to collaborate on the ASMR segment about your new stuff, drop us a fill up the Google form.
Yeah, that's what we mean. Right.
Okay, today's episode. Nina, are you excited?
Oh, well, I guess I'm not very excited. Because
you always anyhow say things, right?
Because it's in my natural element, so there's nothing to be excited about.
All right, okay, lovely response. Today, we are talking about sexual innuendos. What is a sexual innuendo? How much is too much? So, I think we talked a little bit that time, right, about what y'all wanted to talk further. And actually, a lot of you actually mentioned you want to talk about sexual innuendos. So if you don't know, okay, let me give y'all, okay, the Cambridge Dictionary
definition.
Yes, of sexual innuendo.
Okay.
It is a remark that suggests something sexual or something unpleasant, but does not refer to sex directly.
Well, that's quite different from what I understand sexual innuendos. I thought it's quite direct. Actually, it's not directly one.
It's like you hint about sexual things, but you never mention.
I always hint very obviously, so I'm learning something new today.
Oh, dear God. Okay, so today we're actually going through the boundaries, right? To define with a little quiz with y'all again, okay? Because we love to do quizzes. You look really hot with the tote bag.
I really like it.
Yeah. Random. We're going to do a little quiz together, okay, to define between us, you know, what we consider sexual innuendo, which one is not.
Yeah.
And then Nina will delve deeper because if y'all don't know, she's the sexual innuendo expert SG.
Self-proclaimed expert. Yes.
By the way, if you think that this is quite funny or this is not serious, I would like to tell you it is actually quite a serious thing in Singapore, okay? Mm-hmm. I'll share a recent news, okay?
Okay.
Just because it's so like, wow, mind-blowing to me. So
right.
In 2019, okay, a policeman in Singapore was actually charged, okay, for sexual innuendos.
Did they specifically say what he said?
Yes.
Oh.
So apparently he compared cupcake frosting to sexual ejaculation, amongst other things, in the office to his colleagues. And he actually gonna charge like... Oh, so y'all don't laugh, okay? It's actually today a very good episode to educate yourself so you don't get charged when you talk about like cupcake frosting.
Okay, this is very on the surface that like we don't know the details of how he said it or how it was directed until it becomes a case.
Yeah.
But it just shows that there are people who are affected by things like this and that it should not be taken lightly.
Correct.
Yeah. It's a learning lesson from me.
Correct.
It's a wake up call as well.
Okay, so we're going into the boundary section, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So we're going to be talking about these questions, a list of questions, okay? And then we will see whether we feel it's a sexual innuendo. Is it okay or too much?
Let's go with some context, lah, because if not, no head, no tail, right?
Yes.
So we talk about work context.
Right. Yeah. So imagine like we are the police women eating the cupcake in the same room, is it?
Okay, got it.
Okay.
In character right now.
Okay, so all of us are eating cupcake in the same room now. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Will this be too much or is this okay?
Yes, Sergeant.
Okay. Wow, that sounds very kinky. I don't know why. Sexual innuendo.
Don't have. Wow, so scary. Yeah. Anything also can. No,
kidding.
Okay.
First one, okay? Mm. Will it be too much or is it okay to send sexual emojis like the tongue emoji or like gestures emoji?
The pointing and the whole kind of emoji lah. Okay. As if I'm a policeman. Okay.
No, if you are the police woman in the same room.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Mm. 3, 2, 1.
Too much.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay,
I think we are aligned. It's not that bad. No, I got salvation.
You really have salvation.
Yeah. I was quite afraid coming into this podcast, but I think it's too much, right? Mm. Only because in a working environment, especially when, you know, you have the different sexes around, it's always the best to be respectful.
Correct.
Yeah. No matter how joking it is, it's always best because you don't know what the other person has gone through before.
I agree. Yeah.
So cannot.
Yeah, and I think like the tongue one is a bit too much also.
Tongue one okay lah. I think tongue one still okay.
Really?
Yeah, it's not the like the finger poking that one.
Okay, the finger one is worse. Yeah,
that one is worse lah.
Okay, next one. Mm. Is it okay or too much if they send suggestive texts like, yeah, it's been hard, so hard, or it's a really hot day, just like you, or things like, that's what she said, when you mention something that's like big or small. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Too much. Oh yeah.
This one really too much.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether is it the way that you say it, I'm supposed to read it through the message or like what. But when you read it right, it really sounds too much to me.
But that said, okay, I think a lot of people at work, right, do the that's what she said joke. Right. Mm-hmm. Honestly though, do you think it's like okay, and then do you think that one is okay?
It really depends on the dynamics, lah. I feel like if you are a public servant, for example, then obviously do not do that, lah. But I believe that a lot of Gen Zs, you know, a lot of our age group one, we just casually joke about it and we don't take it too hard, you know. So it really depends on the setting of the workplace, I guess.
I think for me, it's right. I think at least, lah, one tip, okay, is I think at least with the same sex.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
I think it'll be okay. Like, I tell Nina, it's been so hard. I think she's going to be okay with it. Right?
I will be okay with it, but I might be traumatized in other ways. I'll be like, she's being weird today. I hope she's fine.
Yeah, but compared to, you know, if there's a male colleague.
Yeah.
Right, and I'll be like, it's been such a hot day. Just like you. I also don't dare to say it out of my mouth.
Yeah, or I would just ask the person to stop it. Like, I will literally like, stop it. What's wrong with you? You know? So I think one way to cope with it sometimes, if you don't have the immediate response to defend yourself, right, is to just verbalize it. Even if in a joking way, which is what I always do. Right. But you stop it, I tell your mother, you know, that kind of thing. Then it's off the entire tension first.
Right.
Yeah, I feel that humor always works in that way.
I think girls usually tend to go that way. Yeah. First. Like, stop it.
Stop it, I tell your mother, okay?
Yeah, so when a girl says, stop it, really take it into heart.
Really stop it, yeah.
Next one. Do you think it's okay or too much if they send shirtless pictures into the chats? Mm. It could be lah. I'm not saying that I know people who do this lah, but it could be lah. If you know, maybe they went to the beach last week.
Oh, that kind.
And then they want to show you that they look good at the beach last week because they've been dieting and then they look hot.
Right.
Yeah.
It's shirtless for a man lah, not a woman lah.
Yes. We're not talking about y'all.
Oh no, we are not talking about any of y'all lah.
Yeah. Just generically.
Generically.
Yeah. 3, 2, 1. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I also think it's okay.
I think it's fine. Yeah. Unless you are shirtless and you are doing some, like you're touching your chest, then I don't think I can take it. Yeah.
Right.
But it's like, for example, if a group chat is like, hey, it's my off day, I went to the gym, bam, one picture, I okay.
Right. Even if it's thirst trap, a bit okay, right? If you went to the gym.
I mean, if you're confident about it, I'll be very confident for you also. Like, I'll be happy that you're confident about yourself. Like.
Right.
Just don't caress yourself in the picture, I think I'm fine.
Right. So, like, the movement is more important.
Yes. The composition. position of the photo.
Right, in the context, right?
Ah, yes.
Right, correct. Like if you're in your bedroom, maybe you should not send me this. But if you're on the beach, yes.
Yes, correct.
Send us. Yes. We will tell you how hot
correct.
You look.
Yes, the next one. Asking you to go over past midnight. Go over where?
The house ah. 3, 2, 1
too
okay.
much.
Oh wow, we are disagreeing. Why cannot go over someone else past midnight?
I think colleagues always have these boundaries ma, right? So I'm not sure whether by inviting someone over, does it cross the boundary of colleagues are not law.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I understand, especially from your perspective. Yeah. So my perspective is, you know, I live and work at the same place.
Oh, yeah.
So people are always coming by to take SD card, la, take lens, la, don't know what they take from my house. You know, mm-hmm. So I'm so used to
it. I know, because sometimes I come here to take Sprite then I go. So, you know, I can't think. Yeah. But the thing is, right, going back to the topic of if I am a policewoman.
Yeah.
And then my colleague asked me to go over past midnight, unless there's a police case that I
will take the baton. You coming to take what? You coming to take what? I'm a bit worried now. You take what?
Yeah, so I think in that context, then maybe it's a no. But I understand in your context, yes.
Okay,
yeah, it's okay.
Next one. Is it too much or okay to occasionally slip in cheeky emojis like the brinjal or the peach?
Give me an example.
Hey, how are you today? Brinjal. You've been working out, peach.
Peach. Okay. Right. Ready?
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Okay. You know why it's okay? Because it's quite fruity. Yeah. Fruity and wholesome.
No, like, I think it's up to each person's interpretation, ma. Right. So that maybe he reminding me to eat healthy. Eat brinjal. Remind me to eat fruits. Then okay lah. Unless you say, oh, your bum looks good, peach or yeah. brinjal, then of course not. But
correct.
In that context, yes.
Right. Yeah. And by the way, I'll tell you something quite funny, okay?
What?
So you know, I put an emoticon next to people uh-huh. in my contact list. Uh-huh. The brinjal is actually my dad.
Oh, that is so weird.
Because he likes to eat vegetarian food. So I put a brinjal next to his name. To
Without knowing what it means.
Yeah, now
it?
I feel like I need to change it to a cabbage or something. Oh,
so since we're on the topic, right? Mm. You are one of the very few people, right, that got emoji beside your name. The
oh my god, on your yeah. phone?
Yes.
What emoji is it?
It's a butterfly.
Ayyo.
Because you are Hu Dia Jie to me.
Nina, oh my god, Nina, do you know what are you?
What?
You are the tongue.
Serious?
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh no. You are the tongue and my dad is the brinjal.
Okay. Let's not put that together. Okay, next.
The next list is actually happening not online or digitally, but in person. And just to give a different context for this one, okay? Mm-hmm. This is happening on a first date, okay? Will this be okay?
What kind of people are we looking at?
You know, like you go Tinder and you finally meet him and then kind of first date vibes.
Okay, got it.
Oh my god. Okay, are you ready?
Yes, okay.
Is it okay or too much if he winks at you?
Okay.
3, 2, 1. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's fine. I think winking, there's nothing much.
Yeah, maybe it's the, like, got dust going or something.
Correct. Or it might just be a cheeky thing. Or like, yeah, some people like to like beat people when they talk, you know. It's just one of that things.
Yeah. Correct,
it's just one of that things to me.
Yeah. I've got friends that like to beat people.
I also got friends who always beat me damn hard while I tell you.
Like, they're not purposely seeking that physical touch, but they're just a ha-ha-ha.
Yes, correct. People totally can relate that. You remember? You remember?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Next. Is it okay or too much if they look at you from mm-hmm. top to bottom and mm-hmm. then raise their eyebrows suggestively?
Do a demonstration. What does it mean by
like, like look up and down then?
Why do you look like a pervert?
3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Too much. Oh!
Yeah.
Why is it okay? Because to you, it's humor, is it?
Yeah, to me, it's humor and like it's flirty in some ways.
Right.
Yeah, and I think I also do that sometimes.
Okay, oh dear.
Yeah. So I think it depends. Like, if you are wholesome like Sylvia, then it's not okay. But if you are with a trashy person like me, then it's definitely fine.
Yeah. Anything you can kind of tell from the conversation you guys have prior to meeting, right?
Yeah.
If you're always like, ooh, you know,
yes.
this and that kind, right? Then I think it's okay.
Yeah.
Right, but if you have only been talking about, hey, what's your occupation?
Suddenly he meet you here.
Then you better not raise your eyebrows at nobody.
Okay.
The next one. Is it too much or okay if he You want to read it out since you're so excited?
If he gently scratches your thigh middle of dinner and then goes, oops, thought it was mine with a smirk. What? Are we shooting porn or what?
So essentially, this is 摸大腿 lah.
Ah, my favorite activity.
Right? Touch thighs, right? Mm. Okay, so he touched your thigh. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
3, 2, 1.
Too much.
Even there, you have redemption again.
I have redemption again.
So when can he touch your thigh? Just want to make it clear.
Maybe when I touch first, Lord.
He can touch my thigh later.
Like 3, 2, 1.
Touch.
Both together, right?
Oh, okay. I think my only problem with this, right, is the scratching part. Because like touching is like, you know, like we laugh and we, you know, like physical touch is fine. But scratching seems a bit too intimate to me.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know, I just not comfortable with scratching, I guess. Right. Why are we both scratching our thighs now?
No, because I'm trying to see like the feeling. Is it like really too much? Yeah, I think scratching is too much. Yeah.
I'm not sure why I feel that it's too much, but it's like comparatively to a touch versus like a scratch, which is like very intentional. I feel that like it makes me uncomfortable.
Correct, because it's more intentional if you're scratching versus then you ha ha ha, then you
correct.
You know?
Or like you laugh, then you you know? Yeah. You slide across, that kind is fine.
I agree. Eh. Huh? If it's slide across, I would say it's okay.
Yeah, but if you like scratching, then like a bit like
next one. Do you think it's okay or too much if he looks at you in the eyes as he licks his lips all around?
Like 360 degrees. How does that work?
I don't know.
It has never happened.
Hey, let's try it. Can I? Can?
That's about 3 seconds of silence. That's so weird.
As he looks at you.
Yeah. Wow, that's really a bit too much. Okay, this is 3, 2, 1, too much.
Maybe he's not done in a sexy way. What if he's like, okay, he looks fine.
Like, if you know you do something that is not all around your lips, maybe I can accept. But if you go 360 degrees, then it's back to the intentional part again.
Mm.
You know, like if you talk, then you just like, you know, do some movement, okay. But all around it. It's quite scary to think about
What if like he eat a chicken, it was so delicious and he like just...
Okay, that one can. That one can. Then I will ask you, nice, huh? This is so chaotic, but yeah.
Depends whether he's eating or not.
Okay.
Next one, okay?
Oh.
Is it okay or too much if he suggests that he's really good in bed because he's either very experienced, has a huge brinjal, or could last for hours?
I think my answer is very clear.
3, 2, 1.
Too much. Oh, I already mentioned already when I went out with the guy with the big dick energy, right?
Yes, which you'll reveal a bit later.
Yes,
correct.
So too much. Hey,
but that's it, right? Have you encountered this often?
I would like to say,
it's got one there. Like, they will always try to hint that they're either very good in bed or their dick very big or like their ex-girlfriend who would get over them because the sex was so great.
Yeah. Okay, I hear before. Yes.
Like, I don't know why it's a thing. Is it just me? Because like, people here in this room think it's a thing also.
I'm not sure whether is it because they're trying to overcompensate for something else or what. I don't know, because I feel that there's so much more to you to brag, you know, rather than just your cuckoo bird. You know, your skills and stuff like that.
Tell us, okay, if you know you have been on first dates and then like they try to hint this one and hint like quite hard like that.
Like really like the cuckoo bird almost touching your lip already, that guy.
Hey, let's know. I'll be very intrigued what they say, okay? And the next one, okay? Do you think it's too much if they keep looking in the area of your tits or your groin?
So when they're talking to me, they're looking at my...
Yeah, you know that it's not looking at your face, lah.
Oh.
It's just like...
I felt awkward
doing that. I'm sorry.
Wait, I need to get over this. I'm a bit traumatized right now. Nobody ever done that to me. Then like,
wow. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Too much. Right.
Oh my god, this is crazy. I think if you want to have a date with my boobs, you tell me first on that set invitation. I don't know. I mean, I think it's just plain rude. Unless you really cannot help it. If somebody is wearing very revealing, then it's very hard to like focus on the eyes, right?
But you must still focus, right?
I will just look in between the eyes. Maybe. Yeah, like sometimes the guys wear the pants so tight, right? Then like, you obviously, your eyes will just go to a certain area, right? They will always look in between the eyebrows, like focus at the part where it's in between the eyebrows.
Right.
Or look away and talk to the air, you know? There's so many ways to do it.
Yeah. I think like, discipline is very important for these kind of things. Really,
self-awareness is also very important.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Like you have to be aware and catch yourself. You're doing something, right? Hurry up, you know, try to be more aware to stop it. Okay, the last one, okay? Last one is quite mild, but people are quite contentious about this one, okay? Mm-hmm. Do you think it's okay or too much if he often looks at you and bites his lips? It's not about licking all around anymore. Now it's just biting his lips.
Three, two, one. Okay.
Why?
I don't know whether like biting lips to me is sexual or not. So like biting lips could be like maybe got a dead skin. And
that's the only me. I'm always doing that. That's why I say no, because please don't take it wrong. I really have like
I got a lot of dead skin also. That's why I know like.
What if it's like?
Then I will just think that he's probably weird lor. I won't think much of it lah. Because biting lips to me, it's not very sexual.
No, the concept sounds very sexual. But when you actually do it, you look quite stupid.
Yeah, actually it's true. It's not that pleasing also lah. Yeah, unless you can do it in a very sexy way, then maybe.
Yeah, and then if you're having dinner, you bite what lips? Then what are you eating?
Correct. So it's like, I don't know, I'm very on the fence of the biting lips, but I will go to more of okay.
Have you done it before?
Of course, I do it all the time. I'll be like, when he's talking, I'm like, yeah. You know, like that kind of thing. Yeah, I just naturally do it lah. So, you know, as we were answering all these questions, right? I also will want to know what's the guy's perspective, because we are speaking based on just girls, right? So maybe certain things that I do, like maybe if I wink at a guy, he thinks that it's sexual innuendo that I want to know so that I don't give people the wrong message lah. So what we're going to do is we're going to put this on our Instagram.
Correct.
Right? We're going to post it and then maybe the guys can help me to answer also.
Correct. Huh? Yeah. Then what if she, you know, always go chia bang, then she wink at people, then what if it's a real sexual innuendo?
Yeah, and the uncles all feel very sexually harassed. That is why I've not been getting any business. Then I will know, okay, been sending out the wrong signals.
Correct. Yeah.
So I think the questions that we answer today, right, is to provide clarity and boundaries of what sexual innuendos are.
Yes.
Yes, okay.
So we're moving in into the second part of this podcast where Nina will share that surprisingly, she actually went on a day where she felt the guy was actually too much. I don't expect to hear this story from you, to be very honest, because you're such a liberal person who is very flexible and very open-minded to give people chance. Right? So tell us what exactly went wrong in this case that he could be too much.
Okay, so like I was talking to Guawa. So we were chatting and we decided, let's just go for a night drive. Okay. You know, and that's my standard one, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So okay, so I picked him up and throughout the entire conversation, right, we didn't really mention where this is going or like whether we are the food with beverage or anything. It's not, it's just like, okay, meet and vibe and, you know, see if we want to hang out. Then I was a bit intrigued because like usually we'll talk about a lot of things, you know, talk about work, for example. I like to ask about, oh, what do you do? Things like that. Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. So I have no idea from work, right, how come he just managed to inject something into the conversation that says something like, oh yeah, so because my dick is big, right? Then I'll be like, okay, that's strike number one. I'm like, where is this coming from lah? Then after that,
wait, so when he injected into a work thing, it's like, what? Oh, like how did he do that? Like,
I'm appalled, like, because I don't even remember how he did it. It just came in my, like, he just slapped me in the face with the big dick thing, you know?
So it's like, hey, what's your occupation? I am a clerk, and because of my big dick, it's very hard to get to my table.
maybe something like that lah. I was not really paying attention already, because like I was just like, okay, this gotta end somewhere already. I'm like a bit uncomfortable already. Then I'll ask like, oh, so maybe like, how's your dating life? You know, how has it been and all? Then he was like, yeah, it's been great because you know my dick is big, right? Then I'm like, wow, is it all about your dick or not? This conversation gonna go. Yes.
But what was like the phrasing that he used? Like, it's really because my dick is big, dating life has been a challenge because all the girls love me.
So I think what he was trying to say is that like dating for him has been very smooth sailing because he got a big dick lah, and girls love it.
Oh my god, I knew.
And I was a bit offended when I hear that. I mean, I don't know why, because like when he talked to me, it's as though like all I care about is his dick lah. And like that's the only thing he have to show and tell when he first met me, which is to tell me about his dick, right? So what happened was I was driving, right? So I decided to drive him home. And then he was like, oh, we are going back already. And I said, oh yeah, I need to work tomorrow. And I think like I'm done with the conversation. Then he was like, oh okay, you wanna come up my place or not? Then I was like, oh no, it's okay. Yeah, another time, you know, like we'll see how it goes. I need to go home and like digest this entire conversation first.
Do you think he got the message though?
I'm not very sure, like, because I was not planning on talking to him anymore. So I'm not very sure lah. But I do understand how some sexual innuendos can make a person feel away, no matter how liberal or how trashy the person is, right? There's still certain things that you cannot cross, or yeah, try not to cross lah. Unless the person is engaging in the conversation and asking you, oh, so you're dick big,
yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, do you knock the table
yes,
or not?
Yes, yeah, was it pain or not? Then you have the green light to continue the conversation.
That is true.
Yeah. If not, I think like, if you try to inject, you try to test water and you know that, okay, probably she's not engaging really, then don't continue, please,
correct,
for goodness sake. Like, don't continue.
Right. You know, and I think a lot of girls, right, I think we're taught to be very polite, you know, and social etiquette and all that, right? Even when we hear such things, right? It, honestly, if I hear, I will say things like, wow, interesting. You know, but I won't take it further. I'll probably like do a very like this kind of comment, no?
Yeah.
Because you don't know what to say sometimes.
Yeah. And I think I felt bad also because like I could have just tell him, say, hey, do you know it's not right to like talk about it like that, you know, like I'm not one person to take it and all. But because the situation was so awkward, like it was in a closed space man, with me, and like I know there's still a journey with this person, so I really just want to get over and done with it lah, in that sense lah. Yeah, so for me, I think I felt bad for him because at the end of the day I did not share my thoughts with him on maybe that's why nobody's dating him, you know, like really maybe why all everybody just want to think Tai Fung with him, you know, and nobody is really dating him lah. But I did not lah. I just couldn't do it lah. I don't know how to continue the conversation.
Right.
Yeah.
So with this experience, okay, we're going to go into details, okay? This is the who, what, when, where, why guy, okay? That is Nina Tan's perspective, okay? So in the first part, we mentioned some things are too much, right? But there must be certain people, right? That this is okay one.
Okay.
I'll just list out a few categories of people. Hey, let me know, is it possible? Or not, okay. Friend.
Yes. Friend, okay. Friend, okay ma?
Okay.
Yeah, friend, okay.
Colleague.
No. Because it could be a sexual harassment case.
Okay, yeah. Okay. The next one, Nina Tan is answering the what. What type of innuendos to do?
My professional advice is always see the profile of the person first and how comfortable the person is. So if let's say the person is the kind that's not comfortable, you know, like you can tell that their body language is maybe a bit off, then don't even go and do
at
it.
All, huh?
At all. But if the person is like, when I maybe say like a small joke, right, then he like, ha, then he want to continue a conversation, right? Then I will continue. I will be like, so tonight you want, you know, like I will play along. So I think at the end of the day, it's not like what, but it's more like who the person, you know, like under what situation are you in with that person?
Right. And I think it's important to note that, you know, the first one, you know, the first one when you throw it out, right? Obviously there's gonna be a reaction, right? And if the reaction is really terrible, like you can see that she's scared, he is scared, or they're so worried, right? You better really apologize and say, whoa, like I'm sorry, I really crossed that boundary here. Like acknowledge it, because I think most times, right, people throw it out and then the person uncomfortable, then they also like sip keep quiet, and then you kind of don't address it, then it kind of makes it worse because that person will be like, that time he said this,
correct
that time he sent me the brinjal emoji. You know, then it really makes your relationship quite hard, the person moving forward, right? But I think the person will really respect you a lot if he throws it out and you're like quite uncomfortable and he says, oh my god, sorry, this is a boundary I didn't realize, and I'll never do it again. I think it's so important to acknowledge.
Yeah.
The last one is, Nina, tell us, why is it okay to do it?
So one thing is that when you do sexual innuendos, you also know if the other party can accept your kind of jokes. Yeah. So you know where the boundaries are at. And secondly, when you do sexual innuendos, you can also tell a person's preference when it comes to maybe intimacy, right? So like, for example, it's like, oh, I'm gonna slap you, and then the person like, ah, 你要打我, you know? Then you know that, okay, this type of thing cannot
out of bounds.
Yeah. So this is like, for me, it's more like a market research,
right?
You know, based on my understanding of the person.
So I think you mentioned an innuendo that you were not comfortable with, right? But any memorable one that you can think of that you thought was very funny and like the guy very on point when they said that?
I think my favorite one is always, what do you want to do tonight? Then I'll be like, you. You know?
That's actually quite funny.
Yeah, correct. God, hello, you okay?
Oh my God, your English very good, like. You know how to use it in this context. I'm
very
so
good, huh? Yeah, actually my English can the when it comes to this type of thing, quite proficient one lah.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
Or like where do you want to go? Then I'll be like, I want to go to your you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so one more on the ground is, after dinner, what do you want to have for dessert? Then the answer is you.
I'm so worried leh. I'm like, no leh, would like to have some tiramisu, some chocolate cake. Don't have you.
Goodness. One more favourite from the ground, okay?
Yes.
Did you get your clothes on sale?
Why?
Because they're gonna be 100% off tonight. This is by Gen Z, by the way.
Yeah. I actually think it's quite funny.
Actually, it's funny. Yeah.
Right? I think these that we say are memorable, right, really have like humor injected into it.
Yeah. Actually, it's quite funny one. That's why
like you will really laugh on it. I thought it was really all quite funny.
There are funny ones and there are like really sexual ones also lah. Mm. Yeah, but this is the vibe lah.
Right.
I think to up my game, right, if any of you got any example, please share in the comment section.
Yeah, sure.
Then we can help the couples who need some sparks in their life to also, you know, use it in their day-to-day activities.
Yeah, so we have a confession page, right? And I know we're always like dealing with like stories and whatnot, but I think this time, right, be it you reply on the IG or you reply on TikTok or even the YouTube comment section, you can also put in the confessions, right?
Yeah.
What are the most memorable sexual innuendos?
And the ones that you cannot take also.
Correct. Yeah, and then we'll put up
share,
a list.
Huh? Yeah, then we can share the...
Yeah, I can use.
Yeah, we can maybe do a poll on Telegram also.
Yeah.
Then we see how many people actually say yes, say no. Then we know the general consensus is what.
Correct. Then if you want to use, you know, 70% say no though.
Correct.
You
like know, cupcake kind of frosting. Some people say yes, some people say no.
Correct.
You know, you really don't know though.
I would like to say I learned a lot in this episode.
Are you going to apply it with Mandy?
I don't think I dare. I think I'll be very pricey. Can you imagine?
You have never done anything like this with him.
I don't think. Like so, so pricey.
Okay. Yeah, that's why I say to each his own. Some people can, some people can.
Okay, maybe I'll try like coffee, tea or me.
Can la. You just try la. When he asks you, so what do you want to eat today? You. Just try la.
You'll fall down. Then we'll go hospital together.
But it will be fun ma. Just try lo.
Okay. So we hope you learn something new as well, right? And for those of you who are like me, like totally kind of like foreign to this
clueless
entire topic, remember to fill in the form. Very excited to see your answers. Okay. And now ASMR sound of the day.
It is the guava green tea.
Guava green tea. And okay, let's just try my card. Okay.
Yes.
Goodness. So with that, we want to say thank you, Koi, for sending us your new drinks, your guava green tea. And for y'all listening in, thank you for tuning in to another episode on the Thirsty Sisters TTS.
What are you gonna do later? You.
Oh my god, I totally couldn't get that. Hey, I didn't get that.
We were just talking about it.
I wanted to say, I think you're going to PCR test.